Somehow we didn't plan this out, but it's perfect. The last song that I want to play is called Haunt Me, and it's by Sade.
I think you're becoming a professional broadcaster.
Show up late and have excellent transitions between everything. Yes. Okay.
It's jazz, baby. It's jazz.
Eh, that's right. Jazz, you play the wrong notes and somehow it sounds good.
Yeah.
I know. All right. With that, we're going to switch chairs and you are going to listen to Haunt Me by Sade to round out the other half of the extra other tonal note on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
listening to the Extra Other Tonal Note second hour. It's Garen Fitzgerald here with Matthew Fraser.
Yes, I am now in the co-pilot seat.
Nice. We have switched sides. Actually turned yours up a little higher than mine because I think this mic has compression and that mic does not.
Oh, okay. I did notice that, but I was like, yeah, whatever. He knows more than me, so.
It's like the dBs are not balancing. Though, I mean, maybe that's the way it should be with the, you know, like the host and the guest or whatever. We're both hosts.
Yes. Co-hosting.
Yes. Here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, broadcasting on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples.
Nice.
Had to get it in there because it's very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
It is a thing that we should do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm milking it too hard, so I'm going to move on. But this is the Extra Other Tonal Note. Now into the, I guess we're in the tonal note section of the Extra Other.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And we just heard, what was that? Sade's Haunt Me.
Yes.
Mm. And that was nice. Like, as I was listening to it, I was like, wow, this is like almost cheesy Latin 90s guitar and almost cheesy 90s saxophone, but somehow not. And then Sade starts singing, and you're just like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, no. It's funny because like I actually... That was, for a very long time, my least favorite Sade album.
Mm.
And I decided to give it another listen a couple weeks ago. And that's always been my favorite song off of that album. But I was like, you know what? After this, like, third or fourth listen, this is actually a lot better than I remember.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, I've had albums creep up like that on me, too. Like, the first time I listened to They Might Be Giants, Lincoln. No, not Lincoln. Maybe it was... No. Oh, geez. I forgot the name of the album. It starts off with Anna Eng.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. I don't know. Anyway, the first time I listened to that album, I was just like, this is not what I was hoping for. Because I'd listened to Flood before that, and they're like completely different albums.
Mm-hmm.
And a week later, though, I was listening to it again. And I was just like, actually.
It's weird because it's like sometimes it's like if the album before or the album by the artist that you're most familiar with is too different, it just doesn't land because you're like, I was expecting more of the old style.
Yeah, man. What is this nonsense?
Yeah. It's interesting how sometimes, like, the way an artist evolves, you can either really get it or not get it at all. Sade's, like, later three albums are all of the same kind of style, and I love those three albums. Stronger Than Pride, which is the album that song was off of, is like the third of her first three albums.
Mm-mm.
The first two, Diamond Life and Promise, in my opinion, are nearly perfect albums. Stronger Than Pride just doesn't reach the same level, in my humblest of opinions. And then the next album after Stronger Than Pride, which is Love Deluxe, Sade's best album, in my humble opinion.
All right, well, I'm definitely going to add her to my rotation because I got to get this in my car.
I suggested to Daniel that he go chronologically from either start to finish or finish to start.
Interesting.
But I would not suggest starting with Love Deluxe.
Too much of a departure from either end?
No, the thing is it's like, Love Deluxe is like the best version of her later style, but you kind of already have to get Sade's sound, in my opinion, for it to land.
I gotcha.
So it's kind of like if you start with, you know, Soldier of Love, which is her last album, and then you kind of work backwards, you get more of her sound in a more approachable way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just start with Love Deluxe, in my opinion, just my opinion, you're not quite getting the Sade vision to begin with.
It makes sense to me because it's like jumping in the middle of the story.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you can jump in at the end, you can jump in at the start, but if you jump in the middle,
it doesn't
make
any sense. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that said,
let's go.
Tonight's album that I have for you guys is off the playlist by a pair of artists, Felicia Atkinson and Christina Vanjo. A couple of friends who are living in Europe. Felicia is from France. Christina, I don't know. I'm going to be straight up. I did not do a lot of research tonight about this album. Instead, I just kind of let it wash over me.
Nice.
And kind of works because their album, they titled it Reflections Volume 3, Water Poems.
Water Poems.
And yeah, when I turned this on, I was like, okay, this is the album I needed this week.
Mm.
It's been super hot. Tempers are flaring, driving on the road, everybody's angry. Like, I've had some customers, some unfortunate interactions with customers this week, and everybody's just kind of like, we're hot, it's busy, everything's crazy. And then I started listening to this album, and it's like, it's almost like ASMR. It's super chill, it's super laid back. There's a lot of droney stuff in there. The individual tracks are kind of short. They build off of each other. Like, you're going to hear here and there, they're going to drop words, and you'll hear those same phrases in other pieces later on. And it all kind of ties together nicely. The entire album is like 35 minutes. So if you've got like a half hour and you just need to chill out, this is the album that I recommend. Like, just go sit in a shady spot, pop on your headphones, just ohm your way through it. And definitely this is more of the classically adjacent side of the extra other tonal note. there's a lot of synths in this. There's a lot of like audio samples, little snippets they took. They actually did a lot of location recordings throughout the Mediterranean.
Oh, wow.
And then like recordings of water that they blended in, that they treated to put into the music. So it's kind of a nice little ride, super relaxing. And in my opinion, yeah, it cools you off a little bit. So that said, why don't we jump into the first four tracks off of their album? First ones we're going to listen to are Film Still / The Sea. Second one's A Secret. Third one is With / You / Movement / Creatures. And the fourth one would be Little Piano Rivers. So yeah, this is the extra other tonal note, the tonal note half of the hour, 2 hour block. Matthew Frazier and Garen Fitzgerald inviting you on a relaxing bit of music tours.
Thank you. with you in the sky, with you above the
sea, with you.
With you in the sky,
with you
above the
sea, with you. With you
in the sky,
with you
above the
sea, with you. With you
in the sky,
with you
above the
sea, with you. With you
in the sky.
Thank you.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is the Extra Other Tonal Note Power of 2 Hours with Matthew Frazier and Garen Fitzgerald.
Yay!
Yay! And right now we're listening to an album called Reflections, Volume 3, Water Poems, by Felicia Atkinson and Christina Van Cho. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly, but probably not. I should probably look these things up. I apologize. That's my bad. But, I was saying before we started this, like, very ASMR-y, very chill, very just, like, laid back and relaxing. And I kind of wanted to play this because I've been experimenting with binaural beats lately.
Mm.
And I felt a little bit of that action here. But, yeah, you were saying you've never heard of binaural beats before.
So I've heard of them, but I always thought they were the same as binaural recordings.
Right.
And so, yeah, I never tried to listen to them. But now I'm like, okay, maybe I'll sit down and check them out.
Maybe I can, like, just really quickly pull up a binaural beat thing so you can kind of, like, hear it through your headphones there. You got to have both ears on.
Okay.
So let's see. This might
one
work.
One side is dead, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, then it won't work, so never mind. But yeah, check it out on your own time then. Check it out on your own time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's my homework for the other extra tonal note.
Actually, this does give me a good chance to pull up my final song for the evening. So,
It's interesting because it's like I've never really fully listened to and liked ASMR, but I was telling you that this reminded me of a dubstep producer named Burial. And a lot of his music, his early stuff, is also built on found samples, and it's also kind of structured in a similar way. And I was like, huh, this is interesting the way that there are overlaps across genres.
Yeah, let me write that down. Burial.
Yeah.
Dubstep, UK.
Yeah. And then the two albums that I think you should check out are Archangel and the first one, which is self-titled. Let me make sure it's actually called Archangel.
I'll just look them up on Discogs and I'll find something that looks like it.
Let's see. But no, Burial was like when I. Oh, sorry. It's called Untrue. Archangel is the song.
Oh, okay. Untrue.
Yeah. But Burial was.
Fitting.
I guess he came out. I guess, in like 2005 through 2007. So before like the